I've had pluck in a box overnight, one of them foam traps I got built. I had them cook.
Oh, I thought it was empty.
And, well, talk about feeling bad. You just murdered a box of bees, you know. That's happened to me twice out of about 200 colonies. It's happened to me twice. And each time I felt just as bad. Like, you know, what? I don't even deserve these animals, you know. Really, something like that happened. I'd keep them in the garage overnight, and what I did is, this was kind of on the cold side, I'd have them all on a card table spaced out, you know, not butted up to one another, and I'd lay a tarp kind of loosely over the top, you know, and, just trying to keep them warm, but, you know, it'd be cold, I mean, it'd be like in April, it'd be cold. You can tell when they're getting too warm, because they get noisy, they really start letting you know that, you know, they become more active. Right? You can tell the difference, you know, and I mix them a little bit with the sugar syrup and uncover them and stuff, but yeah, it's a balancing act, man. It's just, you know, terrible if you lose them.
That trick works. Put them under a tarp does work, and it maintains just enough heat, like if you keep them somewhere like that, but you got to watch your high temperature. You're better keeping them at, you know, when they're like that in a lower temperature. But when they get heated up, they do. They get loud, and it's not good for them at all. But, you know, I'm getting too cold when you got some queens suffering like that, because them extra little nurse bees in there, they're not gonna produce enough heat, and they're gonna be trying to take care of her, but they burn up a lot of juice, and if you don't have extra honey or sugar water in there for them to supplement them, they can't burn up that energy and make heat neither.